Hello everyone, Willem Hast here with the podcast Winning the Game. I share principles, distinctions, perspectives here that help leaders lead themselves with more clarity, certainty, power, and make a bigger impact. I spoke to a client yesterday. He has completed our program True Effectiveness, and we spoke about his shift, his transformation from before the program to after the program. And I remember this guy clearly because he works at a large corporation. He's both a strategic mind and an expert in terms of technology and engineering. So he had a super busy schedule when he started our program. His weeks were packed with activities, and it was more going on than he had the capacity to deal with. He woke up in the middle of the night. There was no time or space, even a minute in the day, was his experience. Coming home in the weeks, there was nothing to do but just recover from work. So he was on a track to burnout, he explained. And he said, I get like 30, 40 meeting requests or updates every day. About 12, 15 of them are for the same day meetings. He was so jammed and cramped. And I even thought, at the early calls with him, I wonder if this guy will get a way out or if he's in an environment that's just, you know, impossible. But I know our principles work. And if you just follow the structure of the training we give, you get results. Spoke to him yesterday. This is maybe 6 to 10 months later or something. And he shared a completely different experience of work. Nothing had changed in terms of his workload. But now he said, I sleep through the nights. You know, now I come home from work and I take a cup of tea before I cook dinner. And he went on to share that, you know, in the weeks now, I had time for all the small practical things around the house and the kids and everything. I just get them done during the weeks. So when the weekend come, I have lots of space for some bigger projects at home, you know. And his experience of being free versus being trapped was complete. And he said, it's been like this now for months on end. So it's not like a temporary thing. It's a permanent thing. I found a way to deal with the workload. And I asked him, what was the biggest takeaway or insight you got during our training? The results are typical for our training. I see it all the time. But with him, it was an extra demanding situation. And he said, well, it was the capture tool. He was instantly like that, the capture tool. And if you don't know what a capture tool is, it's a place you trust where you just capture and park everything that comes your way until you have time to deal with it. And he spoke often on this call about the capture tool. Early on in our training and development, we noticed the tools, the systems, the techniques we use. When we get a little more space and a little more experience, we know that those tools are not what really makes the difference. It is the principle the tools help us to align with that makes a difference. I say that again, it's not the specific tool necessarily, it's an underlying principle that we get aligned with through the help of a tool that makes the difference. So what this customer got was an experience of peace of mind during his work days. That's the big key. And the so-called capture tool helped him maintain peace of mind and deepen his peace of mind, even in the midst of super busy days. So now he now had a system in place to capture every loose end that was in his way. So he didn't keep the loose ends in his head. He kept it in a tool instead. What happened? His mind slowed down. And he shared, you know, now when I have 20 minutes between meetings or something, I can stop and think and I make really good decisions. I think what has impact for me, what has an impact for my organization, and then I choose actions that has impact. Before I used the capture tool, I just acted out on the most urgent, loud thing in the moment. Now if I get an hour, I stop, I reflect, and then I choose an activity that makes a difference. I didn't do that before. I was always reacting to all the input before. Now I make better choices. And I asked him, do you still have this crazy schedule with meetings? And he, sure, he said. It's like, I have 12, 15 meetings per day. And I get double booked all the time, triple booked. The record, I think, was 8 or 9 meetings I was called to in the same hour, he said. But, you know, I make my choices and I deal with it. And it's so inspiring to hear people being stressed, worked out, on the path to burnout, not seeing a way out. Waking up to the principles that are so reliable for all human beings in all kinds of positions, in all cultures. The moment you truly experience peace of mind, you have access to better choices. And as you make better choices, your sense of power and capacity goes up. And once your power and capacity goes up, you get a bit more confident that your choices actually work, and that starts an upward spiral instead of the downward spiral he and so many other customers that come to us are in the midst of. So, what would bring you peace of mind more often in your workday? Is it a tool? Is it changing up your schedule? Is it being more bold with your decisions? Is it telling the truth about stuff? Some things you're never gonna do, you know it, but you pretend you're gonna do them. Wouldn't just delete them, cancel them, inform people that you decline their requests and create some space for yourself. There are so many things you can do and so many tools that are available that would help you move from burdened, overwhelmed and stressed to having peace of mind and an experience of clarity and freedom and getting your power back. Come back here to this podcast. I'll share more tools, principles, distinctions, techniques that help you move from stressed and overwhelmed to being back in your power again. So thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode.